When I was coming up with the name, just brainstorming, oh, what about bomb ass music?
Sergio Urita owns and operates Bomb Ass Music, a South Los Angeles record store that is hurting at the cash register.
Business is tough at this moment. We've lost a lot of customers due to downloading and to, you know, the new iPod era and MP3 players and stuff like that.
MP3s are the devil. Of the music industry, it is the greatest and worst thing to happen to music in the past 10 years. The iPod is the greatest and worst thing to happen to music.
Don Rohr has spent over a decade in the music business at major labels like Atlantic and Virgin. He says the only thing keeping stores like Bomb Ass afloat is the clientele they tend to serve. Bomb Ass Records sells mostly rap and hip-hop albums, and most of the people shopping there are poor.
A lot of it is not having the ability, the physical ability, to go online and download or trade or look up an artist on the web. I think it's as simple as that. And unfortunately, it does come down to a demographic state.
That might not keep them alive much longer, though. Small stores like Bomb Ass are making change compared to the bucks of years past, for now. Rohr says soon even the customers who aren't using MP3s won't be going to stores like Bomb Ass. They'll go to major stores like Target, Best Buy, and Walmart, whose goal is to get people in the stores, and whose owners are willing to lose money by selling CDs at a loss to do it.
A boutique shop can't take that loss. They're not selling $800 refrigerators to the mother of the kid who bought the $7.99 CD.
Urita can't sell refrigerators in his small location, but he has found other ways to mix up his merchandise.
We're not like the Best Buys, we're not like the Targets, we're not like the Walmarts, but we cater to our customers. We've incorporated a T-shirt, smoking accessories, XXX DVDs, things that people don't have to actually drive out to other neighborhoods and to buy.
You're fighting for these kids' $30. You're fighting for their lunch money.
And instead of spending cash on music, the kids are saving it while stealing the tunes off the internet. Rather than fight it, many rock and pop artists have taken to giving away their music for free online to generate interest in their groups, so they can make more money off the kids when they come to town on tour.
The two things kids can't steal are T-shirts and tickets. They go to the show and they spend $25 on the ticket and then $25 on the T-shirt.
But rap and hip-hop artists are dependent on CD sales because unless they are incredibly popular, they struggle to book shows.
A lot of promoters do not like to take the chance on doing a hip-hop show because they're more prone to fight.
That's why up-and-coming artists are so dependent on the bomb-ass musics of the record world. Because if promoters won't book them for shows, they need small shops to be around to push their music and to help them get discovered.
A lot of up-and-coming artists, we always try to cater, especially to them, you know, because we are in the neighborhood, so, you know, we try to show that support.
It would be a shame if Bronx, New York, or Washington Heights, New York, or South L.A., or some of the stuff in Oakland, if they were to lose those stores, the local artists would then be struggling.
In the end, Rohr doesn't think there's too much time left for bomb-ass music.
This might be their last Christmas.
But Urita believes in his business.
I think we have a lot longer time than that. This music thing is in me, you know, so it's something that I do with a passion, and I like to deal with people, so I think that's what's going to keep us surviving, you know, no negativity.
For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sam Farber.